I don't really think it's an imitation syrup. Mm-hmm. What they do with this maple syrup bit that I call maple syrup, they make a syrup from sugar, mm-hmm. and then they mix a little bit of maple syrup in it, maybe 5%. And I suppose you'd say imitation maple syrup, but it's not imitation syrup, it's just imitation maple. Uh-huh. It's not really imitation, though, is it? Because in order to be imitation maple syrup, it would have just maple flavoring in it. Mm-hmm.
So if you've got just stuff that you buy from the store in this hand, and this is an imitation,
mm-hmm.
what would you call this? I mean, it's the real thing,
mm-hmm.
or it's...
This is genuine maple syrup.
Okay.
And you know what?
Mm-hmm.
I've eaten genuine maple syrup, and it's not good. It's too strong. I know one time a friend from Vermont sent me a thing of maple sugar, and she said that I could add a little water to it, melt it, and make syrup out of it again. Well, I didn't. I ate it as candy. We ate it as candy. But because I did not like real maple syrup, it's too sweet.
Mm-hmm. You know, when you used to buy crackers a long time ago, now they sell them in small boxes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. How would you describe when they sold them in big barrels?
They sell them in barrels, and they also sell them out of big... well, 10-gallon cans.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that was what we kept our cornmeal in, was one of those big 10-gallon cracker tins.
Mm-hmm.
See, you could put the lid on it and it would fit tight, keep the insects out of it.
All right, how would you describe it if they weren't all packaged up? If they were just...
You'd say they were loose.
Okay. What was it that we had this morning that you wanted me to try? It was in the jars?
Preserves,
mm-hmm.
and jelly.
Right. And how about the two
these
slices?
Salt and pepper shakers?
Uh-huh.
You know, when I was a child, we didn't have salt shaker. We had salt cellars.
Uh-huh.
Little things about that big around with a hole, you know, just a little hole, and
uh-huh.
you put salt in that, and you pass it. Well, we just pass it around the table. And I think possibly you should have had a little spoon to do it with, but we didn't have one.
Mm-hmm.
You took a pinch.
Right. say if Trey came in here and wanted something to eat, what would he say?
He said, "Grandmother, I'm hungry. What do you have?"
Uh-huh. What else could he say?
What you got to eat?
Mm-hmm.
But he
warm.
No. I want a snack.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know which word you want.
If I had something in my hand, you like the ashtray,
mm-hmm.
well, how would you say for me to
give it to me?
Uh-huh.
Give me the ashtray.
Okay.
All right, Trey would say, "Give me something to eat."
Mm-hmm. How about if you had one of those red fruits?
Apples?
Mm-hmm. How would Trey say that?
He'd say, "I want an apple. May I have one?"
Mm-hmm.
Now, Trey wouldn't say that. Gwen would.
Okay.
He's the apple eater.
Okay. Say about somebody was talking, or you're telling somebody about Trey Glenn,
uh-huh.
and and they were out playing in the backyard, and you're talking to somebody about them, and you just saw them. You said,
"There they are now."
Uh-huh. Say, and your sons were out there too.
Uh-huh.
You say, "It's my grandsons are not these boys, but
those boys."
All right.